Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, pull up a chair and put down your chips. It's time for Tabletop Roulette. Today's game is... Masks, A New Generation, a superhero tabletop role-playing game full of action, youthful angst, and dazzling bravery. You can call me Andy because that's my name, I use he, him pronouns, and I will be your GM.
Howdy, hello! This is Rolando Garcia, I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Axel, the Bull. You can find me online on Twitter as Jalapeno Supreme.
Hi, this is Eric. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Faustus, also known as Warlock, the Doomed. You can find me online at PrimeFactorX01, or as a silky smooth fey on Shadows of St. Fleur, or as the delinquent Quint on Otherwhere.
This issue is going to start with a close-up on Axel's face. And Axel, your eyes snap open. We get a panel of you just kind of looking around and taking in your surroundings. You find yourself on a cold metal table. And remind us, what do you look like in your non-transformed state?
Axel's a tan skin, has a pretty wrestler build, like almost squat, because he's only 5'6". In his human form. And he has a pretty squat form. He's buff, but not like superhero buff. Short cropped hair. He usually has a cheery look on his face. Right now, he's very confused. That's about it.
How does Axel feel about his looks? Like, if he were to, think of his ideal version of himself, would he still look the same, or would he look different from that?
I think he would look the same. I don't think he has any, body issues.
In that case, we see the Axel that we are familiar with lying on this cold metal table. You have sort of vague wires and tubes hooked into your arms and shoulders, and you realize you're back at Oasis, where you were transformed into Dragonoid.
Can I move?
You can move insofar as somebody with IVs in their arms can. You can move around, but if you want to move further than the IV cords will stretch, you would have to remove those.
Do I remember anything from the night prior?
Yep. All your memories up until the point that you passed out are intact.
Axel, he doesn't look angry anymore. He just looks he looks dejected. And at the moment, I think his eyes are purple, like how it is in Dragonoid form. Like, they're stuck purple, I think. And he doesn't try to fight, get out of the IV cords. I think he just, sits up and looks around the room trying to, understand exactly what's going on.
As you look around, the walls are not exactly padded, but they've got, a thin layer of material over them that looks like it might be soundproofing.
Yeah.
There is the familiar Oasis symbol plastered on each of the four walls in a large dark font. There is a metal door on one of the walls, and in one of the corners there is a simple wooden coat rack, and hanging from that coat is a familiar cloak that you would recognize as Warlock's.
One of my many cloaks from my cloak closet.
I think Axel is confused in what exactly is going on. And I thought this was a dream. I'm now confused. I think he actually just says that out loud and he shimmies over, and if the Ivies stop him, he'll just like pull them out really easy. But if they don't, he'll reach for the coat and like check it.
Yeah, I think like they stop, but it's nothing compared to what he's been through before to pull his IVs out. And I know in real life that's a terrible idea, but this is comic books, so you're fine. As you reach out and take hold of this cloak, as your fingers come in contact with it, we see it sort of pop into life as Warlock inhabits it. And I want to ask Axel, what is your idealized version of Warlock? Does he look any different in your head?
Ooh.
Or does he look the same as we've seen him previously?
I think he looks like what he looked like before he got his powers.
Damn it, I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
Because that's when he met him. That's when they first became friends.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, not in his Dino Boy form?
No, not in his Buff Boy form.
Oh, okay. Back when he was just a kid.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Eric, would you like to remind us what Warlock looked like before his transformation?
Yeah. Warlock is a chubby little kid with greasy black hair. Like, none of that buff, you know, perfect body. He is someone that enjoys his bagel bites. And other than that, it's pretty nondescript.
All right. What is... His name is Faustus?
Faustus.
Faustus, yes. You have come into this room. And I think I like the mental image of, like, you're wearing the Warlock cloak, but you still look like your pre-transformation self.
I am very down with that. So there is just this chubby little kid wearing this cloak that is too big for him. But, like, not wide enough.
Oh, that is so good. Yep, you have popped into existence in this semi-padded room and see Axel in front of you. What's going on with the two of you?
I am definitely looking down at my body and going, oh, that's different.
Okay, so this is a dream. What is it called again? When you, like, know you're dreaming so you can, like, do stuff in it? What is it called?
Lucid dreaming.
Oh, I was thinking luxed dreaming. That's wrong. Yeah, I'm doing that right now. That's weird.
This feels more like my dream.
Am I a part of your dream? Can I do that? I don't think that's in my power.
I can pinch you, I guess. How about this? You pinch me, I'll pinch you, and we'll see what happens.
Axel was upset with Faustus before this happened, right?
I think you were upset with me licking the super juice. That was the
Axel
last big thing
gives
that happened.
Him a good gives him a good smack across the face. Like a real hearty, like, just full hand smack.
Cool. And I think in retaliation, Faustus is going to kick you.
Ow.
Okay. Faustus, your face hurts, and Axel, your shin hurts.
Fuck.
Not, like, ow, particularly badly, but, like, these are definitely blows that actually physically affect you.
Why okay, that slap me? Ow.
Well, multiple reasons. One of them, you drank fucking super juice.
I mean, I'm going to die soon anyway. Might as well get my kicks out. Kicks my... There's a better term for that, but I don't remember what it is. Get my rocks off? No. I don't know. This is weird.
So this isn't a dream.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once you feel pain, you're supposed to wake up. I mean, okay. I could keep kicking you if, you know, more tests, I guess. You know,
if you kick
method.
Me, I'm going to punch you in the face. I've been rubbing my eyes. Axel is, like, rubbing his eyes. He looks tired, pretty much. He doesn't feel great just about everything. So he just kind of, like, he looks around the room and he goes to the metal door. And is there a window, or is it just metal, like complete metal?
I think there's, like, one of those little windows you can peer through.
Axel, we'll peer through it.
All right. Is there anything in particular you're trying to see? Like, are you trying to assess the situation, or are you just kind of looking?
I think he's just looking, honestly. Like, he's not trying to, like, start breaking out if he needs to, but he's just, like, looking.
Okay. You are looking through this window, and you do see two guys making their way towards the door that you're looking out of. They are dressed not quite in riot gear, but, like, gray sort of semi-armor. You would remember them from your time in Oasis, that they are basically security guards.
Makes sense. All right. Did you say they usually escort me?
If you're needed somewhere, they would be on duty to escort you, yeah.
I think he'll give the two, like, through the small window, like, a really, really lazy peace sign to where they can see it. Because I feel like, even though he was in this kind of situation, he was still really chill about it. So I think he's just going back into, like, his little routine of seeing the people walk towards him, and he gives them a peace sign before they open the door.
So you're like a model prisoner, the kind that the guards like.
I would say so.
Do you warn Faustus that there are prison guards coming?
I think he'll throw the peace sign and be like, hey, I think they're coming for the usual inspection, but it could be something up. He doesn't give a name. Sorry.
No problem. So you see Faustus futzing with this cloak that doesn't fit properly, and he probably falls over and trips on it. Do I still have my powers here?
Would you like to find out?
Yes. Once he falls over, if he doesn't have his powers, he's going to hit the ground. Otherwise, he's going to catch himself.
Okay. Yeah, that's not something you have to roll for. You manage to keep yourself floating, like, an inch before you hit the ground.
Awesome. So I was like, okay, powers still work here. That's good, I think. And he's going to float himself up to the roof and, like, do that hiding up above them.
Axel just gives a chuckle.
No one actually looks up. And Festus actually says that. Yeah, no one looks up. It's fine.
Axel, the two guards approach, and one of them uses a key card to unlock your door. You hear the chunk, and then the door opens. These guys, I think, are wearing, like, helmets and goggles, very concealing, because the artists just don't want to draw these two generic guards. What would they call you in Oasis? Did you have, like, a code name or, like, a number? Or
I actually think I have that written down. Subject 127. I have that in his little bio thing.
All right. So I think one of the guards looks at you and says, all right, 127, come on. Time for today's experiments.
I mean, I feel like you could just say daily, honestly. I think he's just going back into, like, his routine. Like, he's not even fighting any of this. He's just following it. So he's just like, you could just call it daily. Like, you guys haven't stopped since I got here. So, yeah. And he just follows.
All right. What's Faustus doing? Is he staying behind? Is he going to try to sneak along?
I'm going to try and sneak along. If it looks like they're going to close the door and lock it, I'll try and, like, put something in the door jamb so it doesn't close all the way.
Okay. Yeah, the door is starting to swing shut. I don't think you have to roll for that. There's not much interesting that could come out of failing that roll. You are able to sort of sneak out and, like, tell me, what's that look like on, like, in a series of panels? How are you following along? Set me a scene here.
So, Faustus is staying near the ceiling. You'll see panels of him, like, trying to bunch up his cloak because it is falling down because it's too long for him. So there are panels where he's just, like, holding it bundled up in his arms and, like, he's trying to stay back. I'm imagining like series of hallways and turns. So he's staying like a corner behind each time and looking down the hallway until they turn another corner and then hurry up that way.
So as far as Axel going along, is he trying to like instigate any conversation or?
I think he will. He'd be like, so am I dreaming now or is this? Because I still look like 15, so I don't know if like I just got sent back here. Do you guys know what's going on? And he's not, he doesn't sound like he has any malice in his voice. He's just chilling, honestly. And he's just like,
you've been here all along.
Huh. How old am I?
Remind me, how old is Axel?
Axel, at this point in time, I believe is 16.
16, according to your chart? What are you talking about, 127? You've been here the whole time.
Interesting. Which test are we doing?
They got some kind of new batch of juice mixed up. They want to see what happens when they put this one in you. You know how it goes. Same shit every day.
Yeah. Have they not completed it yet?
You're still here, aren't you?
Huh.
Quick question. Are you trying to, like, figure something out from this guy? Did you want to pierce his mask? Or are you just kind of making conversation?
Honestly, he's just making conversation. Like, he's not... I don't think this guy knows anything. And I don't think I can get anything out of him. And also, Axel would not try to be getting stuff out of people because he's a little dumb. But, like, he... Like, when Faustus looked at Axel, were his eyes purple? Like, was he able to do that?
Yes.
Ah. So if I was able, I think he starts talking to the guys, and he's looking at his hand now, and he's like, so if I was able to, like, become a monster, how would that work right now? What would be the protocol?
I'd suggest you don't, so we don't have to put you down, kid.
So I can transform right now. I'm just trying to find out what time it is, honestly.
As you say that, you see their hands, like, reflexively go to a gun on each of their hips.
I mean, if you want to. I'm not going to do anything, because I can't leave. But if you want to, you can go ahead. And he doesn't sound like he has malice. He's just like, yeah, if you do that, we're going to fight, but it's not going to get any of us anywhere. Like, that's kind of, like, where he's pushing this.
All right. So they walk you along. I don't think they're going to be... Like, they obviously don't want to fight you. That is more trouble than they get paid for, to be completely honest. They do walk you up to, like, a large double door. And one of them scans his security card again. They push it open and guide you through. And I want to check in with... Faustus, what's going on with you? Are you gonna try to follow him through? Do you want to sneak around and try to investigate other places? What you doing?
I think investigating, because I don't know what's going on here. So, not trying to stay too far back from them, so I'm still, like, kind of following them, but I'm trying to, like, look into other doors or other hallways as I go down here.
Okay, so you are gonna try to, like, get through this double door then?
Yes, I am gonna try and get through there.
Okay, in that case, I need you to, unleash your powers for me. Just because there are options in case you fail this one.
That's a 7.
Okay. In that case, you can either mark a condition, or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
Let's go with unstable or temporary. I have too many conditions as it is. At least for now.
Yeah, that's fair. You managed... Well, describe for me how it is that you were trying to get through this door. Like, what are you doing to get through without being noticed?
I'm imagining that I've stayed too far back looking into another doorway, and there's no way for me to easily get to the door before it closes. So I think I end up grabbing it with my telekinesis, which is not exactly subtle.
I like that. Yeah, you managed to get through. Like, As you get through, you see one of the guards has turned around feeling some sort of, like, I want to say disturbance in the force, but that's copyrighted and we don't want to get sued. But he does turn and look at you and say, "Who the fuck are you, kid?" as he is starting to pull his weapon.
Cool. And I'm just going to turn to Axel here and with a, like, okay, what do you want to do here?
Quick check. I feel like that's Warlock piercing Axel's mask.
This is more of a looking at Axel to see if I can get violent here or, like, I'm trying to see if this is a situation where, like, Axel wants me to calm down or start something.
Axel's confused, so I think he just, like, reaches over and tries to put down the gun, and he's like, I can explain. He's my friend. I still don't understand what's going on, but, I don't know. Like, he's just kind of, like, stuttering out, and he's just like, just don't shoot him, please.
Roll to... Well, I could see that as either provoking or defending.
Either or.
I feel like it's defending here.
Alright, I'm done. I'm game. Damn it, if only... Wait, does this frustrate rival? If not, I understand, but I want to make sure, because Warlock's my rival right now.
Probably not. I don't see this as particularly frustrating.
Yeah, Warlock, does it frustrate you that Axel's not letting them shoot you?
Listen. I have to make sure. I got to make sure if I can get a plus one or not.
Look, I know Warlock's made a deal with a demon, but I don't think he's quite accepting death just yet.
Oh, it looks like the fun's going to start.
Okay, so Axel was basically saying, just don't shoot him.
Yeah, just basically like, I don't know what's going on, but don't shoot him. He's my friend.
The guy that's sort of got his attention on you, Axel, like, I imagine he's got one of his hands on, like, the crook of your elbow. You feel him press his gun into the small of your back, and the other one levels his towards you, Warlock, and he says, "You got one more chance. Tell me who you are before things get violent here."
Okay. I would like to charge my burn.
Okay, what's that look like?
So, what everyone sees is that his Warlock's eyes turn that same red, even though, like, you can still see his face in the cloak right now, but it starts to shadow over. He floats up higher into, like, the center of the vertical center of the hallway, and then you see black wings extend out from behind him. And I would like to see how well this burn happens.
Okay. Go ahead and roll that for me, as I point out that all of this is happening as he's still a pudgy kid. Yep. Which is just fucking choice to me. Just
adorable.
Like, you definitely get the shadow and are starting to look more like your traditional Warlock self.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm picturing the cloak dangling beneath my feet as these wings explode from my back. And I point towards them and go, "I am the all-powerful Warlock." And what I would like to do is use one of my... Well, I rolled an 8 on my burn, so I get on a 7 and 9 mark a condition. So I have to mark another condition here. But I do have 3 burn, and I want to use the first of them to use Snatch. And I want to grab their guns.
Okay. First off, are you marking Hopeless or Insecure here?
Let's go Insecure, because that one's always a fun one to clear. I actually think I might end up clearing that soon.
It also makes a lot of sense right now, because you are a pudgy kid.
Yes, I am a pudgy greaseball kid.
And if there's one thing I know about being a former pudgy greaseball kid, it's that you're insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean, so you
did make a deal with the devil to stop being a pudgy greaseball kid.
You are able to, like, snatch these guns away from these two guards. What's that look like? Is it like a snap of the fingers and they teleport or something else?
So you see tendrils of darkness extend from Warlock's hand because he has to be extra. And it just grabs them and pulls them back with like a whip action. And if you're okay with it, I would like to crush the guns.
Oh yeah, that for sure.
Yeah, so I catch the guns and I just crush them with my hands.
All right.
And I had to name drop Warlock's comic line because just because.
As you do that and these guns crack under the pressure fairly easily, was there something Axel wanted to do, or what's going on with our experiment boy?
Axel transforms into a dragonoid.
Okay, so like, what's that look like in Axel's sort of mind version of himself?
I think, I don't know if it'd be any different, honestly, because I feel like it would be faster, honestly, because he sees it as a part of himself. He sees it just like putting on a new set of clothes or something. It's just another part of him. So honestly, I think it would look more like a flash, and then he's that, instead of like real gross kind of like build up.
That's definitely fair. You hear the guy that was previously with his gun against your back, like, he doesn't really, I don't want to say he exclaims, but it's like on the page, it's just like an exclamation point inside of a speech bubble. And the one that was sort of like slightly further away from you is staring down Warlock, and he goes, "So you're another one of the experiments," and cracks his knuckles and is going to charge Warlock. Axel, was there something else you wanted to do before all of that's going down since you have transformed?
Can I try to defend Warlock again?
Sure. How are you going about doing it?
I think you'll just like grab the guy's collar and throw him back through the double door.
Okay. The guy that's charging Warlock or the guy that's attempting to hold you back?
The guy that's charging Warlock.
Okay. Roll to defend Warlock for me.
Let's try this again. Bam. Bam. Didn't work.
That's not good.
Would you say we started a new session?
Yes. You all do have one team in the pool if you would like to use that somehow.
Use team selfishly? I don't think Warlock should be able to help you defend him, really.
Actually, I think I will. Yeah, I wouldn't say this is like really against Faustus, but I do think it's something that he's wanted to do when he was in here for a really long time. And I think he just has a grin on his face now, and he grabs the guard by the collar and it's like, "I was nice to you for 6 years, and you said nothing. This is what you get." And he just like, he doesn't like toss him like a fastball or anything, but he just like throws him across the room, or throws him through the doors. And he's just upset that like he was kind and the guy was a bitch. And he's just like, "Fuck you."
Okay, so my only question is, how does that ignore or insult Warlock?
I don't. No.
So it might not engage the using team selfishly. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I can. But I think he just, like, goes to reach for him.
Okay, yeah, you definitely, like, you can grab him and throw him. You're Dragonoid now. That's something that happens. But the one that, like, you pull away from, you hear, as he pulls out, like, a walkie-talkie, says, "We've got two of the experiments revolting. Everybody get down to subsection 3B.
Axel just sounds kind of like annoyed. And he's just like, "You guys are the one who started pointing guns at people. We just didn't want to get shot, honestly. I feel like this is your fault."
Warlock, there is a guy that got thrown past you, and another guy that is calling for backup, and Axel has turned into a dragon boy. What you doing?
So he said there was like a sub-basement? Is that right? Would Warlock have an idea that like their secure space might be underneath them?
Like the way he was describing it would make you assume that you all are in the sub sector.
Okay.
My brain did the equivalent of technobabble there. I don't know if subsector is even the right word. I think that's like a space thing, but whatever. It's subsector 3B now.
I think Warlock is actually just going to ignore the guy coming towards him and look to Axel and go, so are we underground right now? Is that where we are?
I mean, most likely. I feel like that, like, if I was this big scary thing, I feel like they'd put me underground so I couldn't, like, just break out of a window or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And, like, as we're having this conversation, this guy is coming closer to us, and I'm going to use my last two burn to use overcharge. You channel the full capacity of your incredible powers to overcome an obstacle, reshape your environment, or extend your senses. Spend two burn to take a 10+ when you unleash your powers. And I'm going to unleash my powers above us and just, like, try and tear a hole, ideally back to the surface.
Okay, so you're bringing down, like, a chunk of the ceiling on this guy? Or, like, what exactly... I'm sorry, I'm just having a bit of trouble figuring out your goal here?
I am tearing down a chunk of ceiling. I'm not doing this to try and kill the guy. More like to make an escape route.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's more about the hole than the rubble.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to bring this down. I think the way it works is, like, so that the readers know that this guy didn't just get, like, killed by Warlock. We see it come down, like, between you and him to create, like, a little barrier. It's not impassable by any means, but it's enough that it'll at least slow him down. And you see that there is some sort of floor above you that you all could escape up to.
Cool, and turning back to Axel, going up?
Sure. I've never been up there, so I'm not gonna find out what's up there. And he just runs over and jumps into it.
Yeah, Warlock is floating up behind Axel. So, like, Axel's, like, hopping through and Warlock's calmly floating up there.
All right. You all managed to make it up to the floor above you. This is another sort of long, semi-padded hallway, but...
I'm surprised you didn't make it the same hallway, like, with weird dream physics.
Well, as you look around, you notice that this, like... I'm trying to think of how to describe this. Like, the way that this is set up, this hallway doesn't feel like it should be above the one that you were just on. Like, the one you were on in previously goes, let's say, east to west, just for example. This one goes north to south. It's, like, perpendicular to the hallway you were in.
So it's weird. Is it something that we can notice as being weird?
Yeah, it's definitely something you would notice. Like, cool. You jump up and expect to just, like, go forward, but the hallway goes, like, to your left and right.
Okay, so this place is either a maze or something else is going on.
I don't think it's a maze.
Like, have you seen a Minotaur any time recently?
I feel like anything, I would be the Minotaur.
Yeah, you're too... puppyish for that.
I'll take that as a compliment. Anyway, what do we just... He looks down the hole to see if it's the same thing, or, like, the guys are still looking up at him.
As you look down into the hole, there's nothing underneath you. There is no person underneath you, and there is no sign of the rubble that Warlock pulled down.
Hey, Faustus? This looks weird, right? And he points down at the hole.
I'm pretty sure I brought down the house. But the house seems to still be standing down there.
Okay, so we're not in real life, right?
Because don't know. Honestly, the last thing I remember was before I showed up in your hospital bed was the whole thing with Filter.
I think at just the name, Axel just kind of looks
I'm not sure if you heard me, but she's not dead.
He perks up like a dog. Wait, what?
Yeah, she is somewhere else. I was able to use Mark's powers to kind of peer through there a little bit. She isn't in danger at the moment, but she's not dead. Just somewhere else.
Axel looks confused. Axel has like runs through a bunch of emotions. Confused, almost angry, and then a smile starts creeping up on his face. It's like, that's good news. That's really good news. Oh, God. I destroyed a building because of that, didn't I?
It kind of comes with the job. It's what superheroes do.
Is everyone okay?
I don't know.
Damn it.
Yeah, so something weird is going on, and I don't think we're really us right now.
Well, I can hit you.
Yeah, but I'm also not, 6'5" and, beefy.
I guess so. I mean, I'm still me. And he's like looking at his dragonoid hand. Wait. And he shrinks down. He like, and he just like slowly shrinks back down to like normal. He's like, yeah, I'm still, I guess I was like this for a while. So I don't know. Yeah.
Quick question. And it's a little bit meta, but does Axel have more or less, like, does Axel think of himself as having more or less control of his transformation than he actually does?
I would say less.
So as you were trying to do it, it definitely takes, like, a noticeable amount more energy and concentration than it does in what you all have established as the real world.
And, like, it doesn't, like, he takes a really big, deep breath and, like, lets it out, and that usually does it. Give me a second. And he just, like, starts, like, takes a really big, deep breath, lets it out, big, deep breath, lets it out. And, like, after, like, 10 of those, I guess, like, it would work. He's just like, okay, that was weird. That doesn't happen usually. God, this is weird. Where are we again? We're not in the base.
I don't know this place. I've never been here. I think,
want to just keep walking in a direction?
Sure. Left or right? I think Faustus actually tries to pull out his phone and, tries to get into the compass app.
Yeah, your phone is just a blank screen when you look at it. Like, it's not dead, it lights up, but if you've ever tried to, like, read your phone in a dream. Text in a dream, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, this isn't right. Every time I look at my phone, the screen is different.
Well, that's, what is happening? Where are we? Ah! We're walking this way, and he points in the direction and starts walking in it.
Faust is gonna float along and follow.
As you're floating along, Faustus, you mentioned Mark earlier. What's his, like, actual full name?
Mark Zaroth.
Yes, you hear a voice, the familiar voice of Mark Zaroth inside of your head. And you hear him say,
It's cute how you think that means that she's safe.
And is this just in my head? Faustus just stops and responds with, like, out loud, I know she's not dead, and that's good enough for me. Now get out of my head.
Wait, what? Are we in your head?
Well, someone's talking to me in my head.
Oh.
Mark doesn't normally do that very often, but that's probably bad. I think I might have used
She's not dead yet.
Yeah, so I might have used a bit too much juice up there, and he might know a little bit more about where I am, and that's usually not a good sign.
I have an idea. Stop
what?
Like, hurting yourself like that? It's not that hard.
I mean, how else am I going to save people? It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, but, like, you're gonna, like, why? Like, you're gonna die. Like, you know that. And isn't he, like, a demon? Like, when he comes, won't he fucking destroy everything?
I mean, I figure if I burn off his power before he finds me, then he won't have anything to take back.
But you burning off the power brings him closer.
it's kind of a race. Should be fun.
That doesn't sound fun. Why are you doing that?
Because my only other option is to hide and be scared. And where?
I mean,
how can I help people when I do that?
I feel like your options are you don't like fire your powers off willy-nilly. Like, that's not like, do you not care?
He's going to find me.
Yeah, but you can slow it down.
But I can just burn it off and maybe things will be better when I'm gone. Isn't that the best you can ever hope for?
Why do you get to decide if it's better when you're gone?
Quick check-in. Warlock, do you think you've shared a vulnerability or weakness?
Fuck, yes I have. That is very much a thing I have just done.
You want to go ahead and read that move out for us?
Yeah. When you share a vulnerability or a weakness with someone, give them influence over you and ask if they honestly think there's hope for you. If they say yes, mark potential or clear one box of your doom track. If they say no, mark a condition and mark your doom track.
Ooh.
So how's Axel feeling? Does he feel like there's hope for...
I feel like it's obvious of just like, yeah, there's hope if you're not a fucking idiot. Like, stop being a dumbass. Like, I'm the dumbass.
So that begs the question. Axel says there's hope if you're not a fucking idiot. Does he view Faustus as a fucking idiot?
No, he views himself as a fucking idiot. That's why he said that. Like, there is absolutely hope. We just have to do it. Like, yes. The answer is yes. He does believe there is hope, and it's like he's angry about it. That Faustus doesn't think there's hope. He absolutely thinks there's hope.
Cool. So that sounds like a yes to me.
Yeah, are you going to mark potential or do you want to clear a box on your doom track?
Clear a box on my doom track.
Please?
Because I have way too much doom. You see Faustus' head kind of just hang for a while and go, isn't it better to burn out quickly and brightly than it is to kind of just fizzle?
Why do you think you have to fizzle?
Because I made a deal with a demon. Do you not know how these things are supposed to work?
Why would I know how these things... What? No, what I'm saying is it doesn't have to be a fizzle. We have friends. You have friends. People who actually like you. I like you. You're my friend. Seeing you gone would hurt.
What do you guys think you can do against, like, a demon of the third circle or whatever the hell he calls himself these days?
Something.
Again, not to interrupt, but was that Axel? I feel like that was either a comforter support or his own vulnerability or weakness, maybe.
That could have been a vulnerability. It would hurt if you died, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, it would hurt if you died.
Warlock, you get influence over Axel, and he gets to hold two to help you later.
Cool. Yeah.
But I already have influence over Axel, so I get to shift his labels.
You do.
So that sounded like mundane up, freak down.
Hell yeah. Everything is at zero but danger.
Oh my God. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But I do. Axel also has influence over me from me sharing my vulnerability.
Yeah, like I think Axel like walks over to you and puts his hands on your shoulder. And it's like, I don't want you to die. And if it means we have to fight a fucking demon to make sure that doesn't happen, and you stop hurting yourself, then I feel like we should do it. Why wouldn't we?
You keep calling yourself the dumbass here, but you are what you are because of what other people did to you. I signed that damn contract myself. And if anyone is going to get hurt because of it, it's just going to be me.
You're not going to stop me.
As the two of you are saying this, the double doors at the end of the hallway open up, and through them walks a rather tall human with what used to be dark brown hair that's now getting pretty gray. He's got a goatee. He's wearing, like, professional-looking clothes. Not like a suit, but like slacks and a nice shirt and tie. He also has a lab coat on as he makes his way through the hallways. And Axel, you actually recognize this man as somebody that you killed.
Oh, shit.
This is Benjamin Baxter, father of Bryant Baxter.
Shit. That's it. That's all that he's at. Shit.
As he's walking through, he's looking down at, like, a clipboard in his hands. And he looks at you, like, when he hears that, he puts the clipboard down by his side and looks at the two of you and says, 127, what are you doing out of your captivity?
Wait.
We're just going for a walk.
Hey, what?
Yep, we're just going for a walk. So, and Faz is kind of, like, gently try and push Axel.
Wait.
Come on, let's go. Let's just keep
going. He's being pushed along, but he's like, but you're a part of BB Tech. Why would you... You don't work here, do you?
And that's the end of our issue.
If you liked what you heard, the best way to let us know is on Twitter at @TTRPGRoulette.
Or leaving us a review on your podcatcher of choice.
If you do leave us a review, let us know so we can give you a shout-out in a future episode.
You can also support us financially on Patreon at patreon.com/TTRPGRoulette.
There, you can get access to bonus content such as character creation episodes, blooper reels, an art gallery, and much more.
Our music was created by Neil Martin, who you can find on Twitter at @BardicMartin.
Our logo was created by Lee, who you can find on Twitter at @TheLawOfNames or on his Masks AP otherwhere.
We want to give a very special shout out to our patrons, including Landon Cornell, MC of Shadows of St. Fleur, Reed, Dusty, Silva, Vanessa Haas, Zeke, Gnome, and Daniel.
You hear kind of a stirring within it, and out pops a raccoon, and it scratches your face for one harm.
That is unacceptable.
At the same time, Ray Ray, while you're talking to Leo, oh God, I'm so bad with names. If only I had a list of them right in front of me. While you're talking to Leo, you notice out of the corner of your eye something moving, and there is actually a bear approaching the two of you. He doesn't see it yet.
Dang! Leo, come get back.
Ray, I think this is yours.
What you just heard is a clip from Shrimp and Crits, our actual play podcast where we play Monster of the Week for your tiny little ear holes.
New episodes are available to download every other week on Mondays on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
And if you can, please rate us, subscribe to us so you can get notifications when new episodes release, and leave a review. The things you've said so far have been incredible.
Find us online on Instagram and Twitter at Shrimp and Crits, and you can also go to our website, shrimpandcrits.com.
Thank you for listening, and welcome to Sunny Gullah Kochika.